Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
children of the world tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement on Monday night, the Monday, first Monday in the year, but in this month, as we get ready to go into next month. But I want to talk about the floods, the tornadoes, and I want to talk also about the earthquake. And it seemed like man have turned away from God. And man have turned his back away from the word of God. This is every history, the black and white, is human rights month. I want to talk tonight about where we go from here, and where you supposed to be as a man, as a woman, as a human being. We're going through something because of we are not able to realize what's going on. We are, and Dr. King said it, since this is the Dr. King movement, I took away from Dr. King movement to deal with what happened in Turkey, in Buffalo, New York. Some of you ain't heard about it. Preston played up. I want to say this before I get started, because this is Dr. King movement night. We talk about the civil rights, the thing pertaining to human rights, thing pertaining to men and women growing and got a relationship with God. When you got a relationship with God, things change. And I got to carry you there tonight because we need to look at what's going on in the world, not just in Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, Ohio. Man have turned away from God. And when I was in the spirit, and in the spirit, I wonder where he come to me. In the spirit, Bishop came. And I said, now where Bishop Mason came in the spirit, my ear, my listening. And I crossed over, and that was Paul Lawrence Dunbar looking. I said, well, now, what I'm looking at? Bitch, what you looking at? And then there was Marcus Garvey, fully dressed looking. I said, these are people for my time, but they're in the spirit realm, giving me information where we go from here. Will we be a people to destroy ourselves? And I looked at the situation, and I woke up and they said, there's a bloom coming into America. Then I thought about World War II when the attack on Pearl Harbor. I talked about all the soldiers that died because they did a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. Some of you know, look it up in 45. The sneaker, and they bombed Pearl Harbor and killed a whole lot of people because we didn't know they was coming. And I seen that balloon up there, and the administration, like, we can't bomb it. We can't, because it's going to hurt something. What is going to hurt over Alaska? Ain't nothing over Alaska but ice. What is going to hurt? But that was the lie betrayed to the people. Y'all believe what I'm saying? That was a lie. When something in the barrier, when that bloom got over in American territory, it was then shot down. I don't care who that Santa Claus was riding it. It's probably been shot down because you broke international law. Okay. And if the president says shoot it down, nobody else gonna tell him not to shoot it down. He says shoot it down wherever it's at. Look, Russia is shooting and killing thousands of people. Ain't nobody saying, well, we don't want this bomb to hit the building. Stop lying to the people and tell the people the truth. I'm going to leave that alone. Some of you still, oh, they didn't bomb it. The thing that went all over the United States, down in North Carolina. Oh, he's going to hit the water. Hit the water, the ground. They illegal people. It's illegal. Okay? And they lied. A lie begets a lie. Oh, here's the weather. They know it wasn't no weather balloon. They know that. They already know. But they're going to tell me and you that we so dumb. I thought some citizens might get some filters and go out there and shoot up in the air at it. If it had come any further. Oh, let me leave that alone. Because, you know, if you ain't willing to protect the country, you got some people we'll protect it. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, tonight, I want to talk about how did we get where we at? How did we get where killing each other? How did we get where we hate men and we want a woman? And we're a man and we want another man. How did we get at that level? Y'all hear what I'm saying? How did we get where we killing people all over the world? We taking their property. We having people, we got private having people killed for their land. We want them to be big dictators, John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, to get killed. How do we get there? That we felt that we should kill instead of heal. Okay. Now, the night, I'm taking time out to talk about the killing in Memphis, Tennessee. 1968, I was in Memphis, Tennessee with Dr. King, and we was marching for black folks to be policemen, to be judges, to have businesses. And in 68, they had two policemen. One was guarding the alley. The other was guarding the garbage truck. This is in 1968. That's been about 55 years ago. Dr. King came to town, broke him up. He come from Memphis. He come from Atlanta. They helped the garbage people. Blacks there couldn't do nothing. Some blacks couldn't even go to a store. This is 1968. And they didn't want to pay the garbage. And the mayor of the city was white. And he said that I'm not giving them nothing. They're going to work for what I want to work. And the black men said, we are men. Let me say it again. We are men. We're not sissies. We're not homosexual. We're men. We won't pay. That happened in Memphis, Tennessee, in your lifetime. Okay? Now, here the question I'm asking tonight. In Memphis, the men had a sign that we are men. Pay us what we were. They didn't have no black police then. They signed one black police to Lorraine Hotel. His job was to sit in the car. Okay? When they're getting ready to kill Dr. King. They already had it all set up. How did we get there? I'm trying to ask you, how did we get at the level where we at now? But I have to go back to talk about the slave trade. Have they brought people over with chains and put them in bonds and said they were less than an animal? You got to go there. You know, now, down in Florida, they don't want you to talk about slavery. That's insult. If your dad and your great-grandma robbed and killed my grandma and my granddad, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the wealth. We found out in Oakland, California, that the white folks took the land, lied, and took our land. When you say, you ain't got no ancestor wealth. It was taken. That's what Dr. King was taken and lied about. I got a tape by Dr. King. I got to play it tonight before we go any further, where he talked about that the federal government. Oh, you know what he talking about? He talking about the Democrat and the Republican the Dixiecrats or whatever you want to call them, they gave money to people from Europe that came here, gave them education, gave them money, sent them to school to learn, and gave them land. When black, our ancestors couldn't get the land because they said, you're not a human. You're ape. You're gorilla. You're a horse. But they were steady working us. We made Mississippi rich with cotton. We made Louisiana rich with sugarcane. $1 trillion. That was a $1 trillion flow come from. Then, when you, well, let me step a little further. Then you go down to Texas, they stole all the oil. They sold you land and they took it back. Right now, we got a case down in Mississippi where they took the land. It got acres of oil on it and the ancestors never got nothing from it. Over in Long Beach, California, they took the whole beach. Now the people is getting what they've been taking. Not only in Long Beach, California, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. That's why blacks ain't got no wealth. It was stolen. We worked for nothing. Everybody got reparations. Even the Jews got reparations, and they didn't get killed in America. They was in Germany, and they got reparations. The Italian got reparations. Every race, even the Irish got reparations. Every race that come on this, come to the United States, got reparations, but the black man. And look, we didn't volunteer to come. We was handcuffed and brought over here to America. Now, if you don't believe it, read. It's a book by Bishop, Micah Bishop, saying the have ain't been told. When they took us from Africa, they brought us to North Carolina, South Carolina, and then they come and bought the women that look good, strong bone, big hips, caught the slave master going with them. They brought the men that were strong. They had to walk from North Carolina to Mississippi, to Alabama, to Texas. I might have bought some this year. They wouldn't make it to the plantation to next year because that's where the police come in at. You talking about the police? That's the first police that was working for the slave master. It was the police to make sure the slaves stayed in power. And that's part of the stuff that's going on right now with the killing of Floyd, the killing of some of these blacks, killing that happened. They playing that same role. No, y'all ain't listening to me tonight. How did we get here? You got to ask the question. How did we get at this level, 2023, how do we get here? I had to go back to tell you before when Marcus Garvey came on the scene. Marcus Garvey was run out of America because he organized. And all they couldn't run, they killed. When you talk about, 6 million Jews got killed by Hitler, 100 million black were killed over in Africa. They didn't talk about the massacre about Africa. You don't even know nothing about it. First you heard about it. Check it out. The massacre in Africa was 100,000. Probably more than 6 million Jews. Then, if you don't want to check that out, the ones they brought over from Africa in chains, they hung and killed them in Arkansas and Mississippi. It had to be over 1 million. But you know, it ain't no record. But the Jews kept record. Now, I looked at the Holocaust Museum. They got the book about black folks. That don't even supposed to go in there. That supposed to go in a different book, in a different museum. You can't put the Jews and the blacks together because it's two different things. The Jews were killed by, Hitler, who was evil. Black was killed by white that supposed to been with us. They was evil. How did we get him? How did we get him? That's the question. I want to break it down to you tonight how we got him. The Bible says, fret not thyself of evildoers. They'll soon be cut down. Evil got us him. Evil in slavery. Evil in the slave trade. That was evil. And evil now with the Congress gave all the money to European people. That's how they got, that's how we got him. He's suffering as black and brown people because evil still playing a part in what's going on. Evil. That's what's going on. The evil taking place. The Bible says, fret not that self of evildoers, they assume, because now let me help you out. It's going to be open up. The truth must come out. You can lie and lie, but the truth got to come out. There's a God standing behind the curtain, and he says the truth must come out. And tonight, you can hide, you can run, you can hide, but the truth will come out. It'll find you out. You can murder, but the blood of the ancestors gonna rise up. The blood of the righteous gonna rise up. How do we get him? By lies. That's how we got him. But now I want to go for another step. Evil men, like when Bishop Mason came to me in the spirit, he said, Bishop, pray for the mind of men, because if they mind evil, they got evil hearts. So it's all right for two men to go together. That's what their heart said. It's all right for two women to go together. We'll cover it up. We forget the divine law of God, where God said, man and woman, be fruitful. But we'll forget that. That's how we got there. We got there because of evil men, evil women doing that thing which is unseemly. Romans 1 and 26, read it for yourself. Doing that which is unseemly. And he said, the recompense of them is death. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. I know you don't want to hear this. It's going to be all right. It ain't going to be all right. You're going to have storms, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes over and over, and your children going to die until you repent to God. I wish I had somebody. This is the real talk tonight. I ain't not talking about no civil. I'm talking about evil. You got an evil heart. You got an evil mind. You do evil things. What was before the Bible? What was before the Quran? God. What was before the bottle of Gilead? God. You better hear what I'm saying, because this might save your life, because some more going to die. You don't know what was in that balloon. It could have been poison they put in there. You don't know what the effect of shooting that balloon down. You don't know. But you don't know why. In Turkey, the earthquake, and why the more earthquakes going to come. Oh, let me prophesy. It's going to hit down in North Carolina. Quick, going to hit Canada. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. But write this down. And the bishop said it, because I'm talking from the spirit realm. And that same earthquake going to hit Illinois going into Missouri. Going to hit down in Texas. It's going to hit Russia. Y'all ain't listening. It's going to hit. Oh, y'all ain't going to let me. It's going to hit over in Japan. Get ready for the tsunami coming. Man, woman, you better pray and repent to God. It's going to be an overflow this year. It's going to be a blessing for those that can hold on to God. Those that understand how we got him. We got him because of evil men. We got him because of evil women. We got him for people not loving God. They want to do, they want to overpower God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. We got him because of evil. Look around you. Men fighting men, women fighting women, wars and ruling war. The government getting all kind of bombs to send over to Russia, killing people. Evil is the cause of it. The Vietnam War, the Korean War, and all the soldiers that died for unsensitive war. How we got him? We got him because we turned our backs from God. And our children is turning it back from us. Here's a 6-year-old got a gun. Where his parents at? They found a gun in a school today with a 6 or 7 years old bringing a gun. This is grammar school. They ain't got no sticks. They got guns. So in that kind of scheme, because of you disobeying God, 37, I'm putting out that 7, even do it soon, be cut down. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. First, you got to walk in the righteousness of God, man. Woman, you got to say tonight, I'm going to walk in the righteousness of God. I don't care what my husband said, what my family said. I'm going to know that I'm a much right man. I'm a much right woman. And you're gonna get the bounty what God got for you. Hello, somebody. I know you don't want to listen to this, yeah? But I want to go and tell you this, yeah? That, and I want you to read Psalms 119. Get ready for overflow. And this is my spiritual stuff tonight. Fight up evil. God got some good people. In spite of that, the demons murdered and killed. Abaddon, the devil angel, is loose for a minute. But Michael, Raphael, and all the archangels going to shut it down. And you got to be on the right side. You got to know what side you're on. I don't know what side you're on tonight. You ought to make up your mind. The truth is the truth. Stop living a lie. Stop listening to a lie. If you listen to God, he's going to tell you the truth. You know. Much killing that's going on. You can't let the devil do what?
Don't do it, say it. Don't do it. y'all sing, sing. One more time. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I see trees of green.
Now, how did we get to the level where the killing of each other and the hate of each other, how did we get there? And what it takes to turn us around from that. Evil is just evil. And how your children have turned because somebody is making money off of death and making money off of destruction. And this is Louis Armstrong all the way out of New Orleans. And we have to understand what's going on.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
One of the things you have to understand, if you don't forget, we're on every Monday, Dr. King Movement tonight. We're praying for the people that lost their lives over in Turkey. People that they're looking for people, now thousands of people have died. People, we have to come together and pray. We'll come together that somebody be saved. I'm asking for your prayers. Pray. I'm asking for God. There's a lot of people, they got the shot and they're getting sick. They're having heart attacks and strokes. We got to go back to God. Every church, every pastor, we have to go back to God and return this stuff around for so much negativity going on. Don't forget, 5 days a week from 9 to 10 each and every night. Dr. King Moving on Monday. Crossing over to ancestors. I'm going to be crossing over this summer. I have a good ancestors and see what they're saying. You can have to call in and ask if you got somebody that you need to talk to in the spirit realm. Be here tomorrow night. I will connect you with them if they want to be connected with you. Don't forget, when you talk about slavery, you're talking about evil. When you talk about black over white, you're talking about evil. Anybody don't want you to be what you be, that's evil. So we got to understand, spread not thyself evil, do as they assume, be cut down. And Dr. King talked about it. Marcus Garvey talked about it. But I want to know, where do we go from here? We go back to love. God so loved the world. You can't hate and make it. You have to send love all over the world. And I want to tell you, a lot of people hurting. A lot of more death to come. Planes falling. Trains crashing. Earthquakes and tornadoes. And dire for places. There will be times like that to man repent. Father God, we come right now. Took every man, every woman. Those that are locked up innocent in jail. Those that are murdering because they got the demon spirit in their heart. Loose that demon spirit out of their mind. Loose that evil spirit that's not like God. Satan, loose your hope out of their mind. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether...
55 years later, Dr. King liberated Memphis, where there wasn't no black policeman, wasn't no black mayor, wasn't no black chief of police. Black, they stayed in one part of Memphis. Now we got young blacks that policemen is going to South Side and beat blacks up and get away with it. That's the killing of the man. And Dr. King fought in Memphis and died for the garbage men, and they had the sign, "We are men." Now, how did we get where I want to be a man, but now I want to be a woman now? I want to be a drag queen, and it's all right. Because of big business, These big businesses is okay in homosexuality. Even out of cartoons, kids are learning how to be homosexual. And here's the kid talking about, I want to be a man. I want to be a woman. And this kid went home and said, they bullying me, mama. Went to the school and they bullied him because they said, you ain't no girl, you a man, you a boy. See, how do we get that evil thoughts, evil minds? Romans 1:26, God turn them over to a reprobate mind to do them things which is unseemly. Can you look around in 2023, all the unseemly stuff that's going on? And I hear somebody say, oh, Johnny's out the closet. I got something new for you, Johnny. God is out the closet, and he's coming with tornadoes, floods, storms, earthquakes, until you repent. I wish I had somebody want to repent tonight. I wish somebody saying, Bishop, I want to change. I don't want to be this way, because I wasn't born this way. Or one guy, oh, Bishop, I was born, I said, you're born alive. God didn't make no mistake. He made male, male, and female, female. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Stop living the lie, buying the lie. These crooked politicians, they're going to burn in hell because they're doing this evil stuff. They send it to our children. You scared to say something. You holding the Bible. Somebody comes, you put the Bible in a brown bag. You scared to say the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Don't turn your back on God because it's the divine law. And I'm talking about not man's law. What Congress said, what the Supreme Court don't mean nothing because they all can die. But God's law going to live on. It's a divine law. And that divine law said man and woman will multiply. And if you go by the divine law of God, you can make it. But if you turn away from that, you're going to die. Abaddon, the deaf angel, can you see so many people dying? One lady said, so many people died. Why? Because they are wicked. Come out of your wicked sin. Come and repent. You ain't got to smoke the dope, the drink. You got women coming over across the water from Texas. Their kids got dope in their kids' pouch, in the kids' diaper, bringing drugs in, saying, I can't stay in this country no longer because they fight me. You a dope pusher. You bringing your little kids over here. And America, open their hand. Come on. We'll take you because you got your little child. And they bringing dope dealers and robbers and murders in here on us. Y'all gonna hear what I'm saying? But that's all right. What Russia doing, God's going to clear it up. I want you to listen to me. They can bomb all they want to, but when the hurricane comes, when the tornadoes come to Russia, with all the evil, violence that they're doing to each other, only God can stop it. Man can't stop it because man is part of it. I can't be evil towards you and you evil towards me. Somebody got to repent and say, it ain't no forgiveness. That's hate. It's so much of hate in the element that God got to come in and straighten this stuff out. Y'all better hear what I'm saying? Like Dr. King was saying, and even when you go back to our ancestor, what's going on? Somebody asked you, what's happening? What's going on with the women losing their children? The lady said she lost 3 sons. She scared her other son. She said, I'm going to move into Mississippi, baby. This will get the worst in Mississippi. You keep him here and keep him under the prayer.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
line and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Oh,
wasted on the ocean and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, Jesus. Our things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
People had to march and go tell you something. I don't know what you write on social media. I know what I saw on the tape speaks for itself. They never asked for his life. Never asked for the car register. Snatched him out of the car and began beating him. Nobody mentioned nothing about no girlfriend. Nobody mentioned nothing about that is based in dream. What has happened to the dream? In the city where the dream laid down and shed its blood, you have the unmitigated call to beat your brother. Chase him down and beat him for more. Call for backup and leave him 20 minutes. And you watch him, and you are too busy talking among each other. No empathy, no concern. If you read the story of Joseph, when his brothers threw him in the pit, nobody came to help him, like nobody came to help Tyreek. Waiting on ambulance service that didn't show up until it's too late. What woman in the pit, but I come to Memphis to tell you the same mistake Joseph brought is a mistake you made. You thought you threw Joseph in a pit. You thought you threw Dr. King dream in a pit. But every time you throw something in a pit, God takes the pit and raises it up and changes the whole world. Be clear, we understand that there are concerns about public. We understand that there are needs to deal with crime. But you don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourself. You don't stand up to thugs in the street, thugs yourself. You don't fight gangs by becoming five armed men against an unarmed man. That ain't the police, that's punks. Man said, I didn't do nothing. You kept on going anyhow. Why do they go ahead? Because they feel that there is no accountability. They feel that we are going to get angry a day or two and then we're going on to something else. But some of us do this every day. Nah, some of us believe that the dream has to come true. Some of us are going to fight until we make this manifestation happen. I don't know when, I don't know how, but we won't stop until we hold you accountable to change the system. Why do we want the George Floyd Justice Act? Because then you have to think twice before you beat Tyree Nichols. You think twice before you shoot unarmed. You think twice before you choke hold Eric Garner. You think twice before you put your knee on Eric Garner, on George Floyd's neck. Because if you don't have qualified immunity, your wife telling you before you leave home, behave yourself. because we could lose the house. We could lose the car. Behave yourself, because our savings can't be gone. You want to be a tough guy? Well, let's get rid of qualified immunity and see if you learn the same manners you have on the white side of town, you'll have some manners on the black side of town. Well, Reverend Al, you don't understand. How are they going to keep crime down in the black community and at the same time not be tough and rough? Well, they do it the same way they do it on the white side of Memphis, and to keep the crime down without being rough and tough. How do you have the same department that keep crime down on one side of town without beating folks to death? But you can't do it on the other side of town. Unless you feel that you can get away